Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're back at it on a gorgeous Wednesday afternoon here in Kansas City. What do we got, JT, on our text line today? We're taking your requests on a way back Wednesday. Who sent this one in?
Yeah, it's Raj. Looking Out My Back Door by Credits Clariton Revival. I have no idea. Credits?
Oh, JT, you're the best.
I've never even heard of this song. At least I make you guys laugh
you
every
do.
Wednesday.
I love it. I feel bad you're here on Wednesdays now.
I think Speck does this, or Rob does this, out of just like, you know what? We're going to put JT on here.
I mean, this is brilliant.
Oh.
Who was that again?
Please save that. Please save that for yourself, JT.
Please pull that, and we'll play. That's good. It's Creedence Clearwater Revival here on 610 Sports Radio. From the 816.
If you didn't know, that's fine. It's fantastic.
You're young and I don't blame you. I don't like CCR, man. Like,
I don't know most of your music.
We don't know most of what's being played today.
Yeah, I know.
Here's the best text we got during the power rankings of our worst draft picks from the 816. My draft bust power rankings. Number one, that one pitcher that never panned out. Two, that one big dude from the college out east.
I like
three,
that.
The outfielder that was going to save the franchise. And four, that guy that had all the measurables.
That's true.
So from the 620, did Gordo retire too early? Did you watch the last few years of his career? I don't think so.
Very strange observation there.
Yeah, very strange. A couple of people are saying, you know, Todd Blackledge. That Todd Blackledge to me is so passe. I mean, it really is. Like move on from Todd Blackledge.
Well,
that was 1983, right?
Bust.
Yeah, but it's so long ago. There have been so many other ones. You've had so many years to recover from Todd Blackledge, and I think that we have,
he's
right?
He's not making our good list. He's just still making our bad list.
He's
That's
not making any
that.
List for me anymore. I'm over him.
Someone said Leon Sandcastle.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Bust. Never saw him play either.
Mm-hmm.
Never made it.
Yeah, exactly. Never made it. Percy Snow is another good one that keeps coming in. And I thought about putting Percy Snow on my list. I don't. You remember just certain random players over the course of your life, right? Like, why do I remember this guy? Why do I remember that guy? I'll just always remember Percy Snow playing at Michigan State when I thought Michigan State was like a good football program when I was a kid growing up. I guess I didn't know any better. But you heard, ooh, Michigan State. I mean, maybe I was thinking Michigan. I don't know. And George Perlis was the head coach. You remember old Perlis, right?
Yeah,
that's what they called him, Perlis. And so I think that's why I'll always remember Percy Snow being this great college linebacker and then getting into the NFL. Didn't he like wreck a scooter or something? And we never really heard from Percy Snow
games,
again.
Though. Yeah. So I would stay in the camp of like bust to me where like low double digits or, you know, if they played somewhat, I give them some credit. Like you can have a bad, what you consider a bad first round pick.
Right.
But he was like a rotational starter for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like that played.
Yeah.
That played enough. They maybe didn't star, but they played enough. And I'm going to give you credit for that.
Sure.
Like
you got to play.
Might not have been a star.
Right.
But this guy played for several seasons. He played 40 games.
Yeah. I mean, Percy Snow, 40 yeah. games. Yeah.
But you do remember,
but you remember
wipe
the
out
scooter
the
accident,
wipe
right?
Wipe out the moped. Yeah.
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 Percy Snow is equal to Willie Gay. I disagree with that. Willie Gay was impactful. Willie Gay won championships. Willie Gay was a really good football player here in Kansas City. I don't remember, and maybe because it's so long ago now with Percy Snow, too. Does anybody remember the Percy Snow moment?
Mm-mm.
I never thought I'd be saying that today, but
yeah.
I mean, yeah, that just a guy that you remember the name, you remember the hype, you get excited about the hype, right? We all got excited about Percy Snow, and then he just never really delivered here in Kansas City, and that's
like,
okay.
Like someone
right?
texted in Ryan Sims.
Right, right.
I don't think that's a bust.
You don't. Because he was number six overall, that's why it's considered a bust, right?
But he played 60 games.
That's a lot.
Started 36, like he was a starter.
Mm-hmm.
For the Chiefs over several seasons. Didn't turn out to be a star, but I wouldn't consider that one a bust. I consider the pick after him, Eddie Freeman, a bust, who barely played at all in the NFL.
Rest
you know
in
what
peace,
I mean?
Eddie Freeman.
Yeah,
let's not talk about the dead.
Well, I'm just saying that would be an instance of a draft bust.
Right.
The guy that was the second pick of that draft barely played any games in the NFL, right?
Right. Yep.
So, like some of you might say, oh, Glenn Dorsey, boy, he was the number one pick too. He was fifth overall.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he started for you.
Yeah.
Like,
Glenn Dorsey played a lot here in Kansas City.
Played
right?
100 over 100 games in the NFL. I'm like, I don't consider those busts necessarily. They didn't fully pan out as stars.
Right.
But they played.
Right. Yeah.
Makes sense?
So, yeah. So, yeah, I understand.
Maybe
yeah.
A little different criteria.
There. Right. So here's another couple of good ones. Dwayne Bowers coming in from the 785. I mean, Dwayne Bowers is one of those guys.
I don't think he ever made it.
Tyson Jackson, another one, but played a lot here in
Kansas
City.
Tyson Jackson started a lot and played a lot.
Yeah.
He was well over 100 games, too.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So, but did he do anything? Like, do you remember one thing Tyson Jackson did?
My lasting visual of Tyson Jackson was John Dorsey telling us that he looked like a door frame.
A door frame, and that's exactly what I was going to say. You took the words right out of my mouth, just like meatloaf. Percy Snow was a beast on Tecmo Bowl from the 620. I think that's why we all love Percy Snow, my man. I really do. Like,
could be.
You know, somebody was good on Tecmo Bowl, and you wanted them to be what they were in Tecmo on real life.
Tyson
yeah.
Jackson, another, as you mentioned, 74 games for the Chiefs.
Yeah. It's a long time.
Seasons.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Wasn't a star, but mm-hmm. played a lot.
Yeah.
I'll give you more credit for that.
Right.
Then I think busts are never made it.
Right.
Kind of types.
A couple of John Baldwins coming in. You know, we've got a lot of the John Baldwins and whatnot. So we know that. Breland Speaks, people are weighing in on literally the only bad draft pick by Brett Veach. And people are like, I can't believe he took Breland Speaks.
Well, yeah, you got to live with that.
Yeah,
you
I mean,
live
like,
with the
like,
wins and live with the losses.
If Brett Veach's career ends and Breland Speaks is the
worst
thing.
Yeah, we missed
things,
on Breland Speaks.
And somebody's walking around muttering about Breland Speaks at the end, like they've got seven championships. And you go,
I
took Breland Speaks. It could have been eight if they didn't take Breland Speaks.
I love it.
So, yeah, I do like this from the 816, and I want you to answer this, Josh. Cannot drafting someone be a bust, i.e. Albert Pujols, for example?
No. Doesn't count. Misses don't count.
I think that one is good.
You can't take who was the pitcher after Chris Sale.
Chris
you can't
Sale.
Take Chris
yeah.
Sale either.
Right.
Yeah. After Christian Colon.
Right. From the 660, DeMarcus Robinson. I don't know if necessarily he was a bust. He was a mid-round draft pick, wasn't he? Right? Number three, they have Felix on the list. He hasn't really had an opportunity to play yet. We don't know. We still have at least four more years, you know, with Felix here.
But would you have loved a first-round pick to get some action?
You would have.
Action?
But did you need him to get some action either?
No.
Like, you brought the guy in, probably overdrafted at number 32. But if he turns out to be a player for the next 4 or 5 years here in Kansas City, you got yourself a player.
We were discussing yesterday, Brett Veach, this draft's like, typically 16 to 18 players you have with first-round grades.
Right.
I'm guessing Felix wasn't one
when
last year.
When was the last time the Chiefs legitimately drafted a first-round talent? It's going back to Patrick Mahomes. Because every year they say there's about 16 to 18 first-round grades, right?
McDuffie, they believed, was.
Okay,
He fell, and they had him
higher.
Higher than probably some others. And so when he got to 21, they went.
We're taking him.
Yeah,
we're going to go get him. Mecole Hardman coming in at number two. Again, we've told that story about Mecole. Mecole doesn't get drafted if Tyreek Hill doesn't get in trouble. And then number one, Sky Moore.
Part of championship teams and played He's played almost 70 games.
Yeah.
I don't call that a bust.
Well, Al Boyce coming in. Way
not to
go.
Mention people seem to misremember Mecole Hardman too. He was the 56th pick.
Yeah. Yeah.
He wasn't like 18.
No, he was second round pick. But again, he was taking two spots
he
ahead of DK Metcalf,
first,
right?
He was your first selection.
Right.
But that was a second round, late second round pick. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he was part of Super Bowl teams.
Right.
Yeah. Big part of it.
From the 720, kind of Sean LaChapelle.
Had a big catch, I think. Let's see, which Super Bowl was it?
Oh, the last one.
Oh, the past one.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah, he caught
right,
the game-winning
cool.
touchdown.
Oh, yeah. That's why I remember. That's why he remember. That ain't a bust, folks.
No, not a bust. Yeah. I do like the 816 going with Mark Quinn and D. Brown. That's a good one.
He has a forever moment in your Chiefs Super Bowl hierarchy. I can't call that a bust.
No, I can't just either.
Can't.
Yeah,
just can't.
From the 785, Hardman wasn't a bust. He just sucks. From the 630, analyze this one, guys. If you're a first round draft pick and not a star, it's a bust. I can't really argue with that one.
I don't think so. I don't think that's true at all.
You don't think that's true at all? Okay.
We went through those numbers earlier.
Yeah. But playing,
last 20 years, looking at those, most of first rounders aren't stars.
So then what truly does define a bust then? Because you're right. Yeah, we did go through the numbers with Schefter.
Somebody that doesn't contribute at all. Like, can't get on the field. You don't play.
Yeah.
You don't make the team.
And what rounds do you start considering guys bust? Is it like, I always look at the first three rounds as your first day, right?
Yeah.
So is it your first three rounds in the NFL?
Yeah.
And then everything else is gravy on top
of
that?
Bust.
Yeah.
Third round pick, never made the team.
Never made the team, yeah.
Yeah, I think second, I think for sure first and second. I'll maybe trickle into the third a little bit.
Right.
But that's even still, that's like 90 guys a year, you know? I mean, that's, you're going to miss on some of those.
Right.
So, but if you contributed, but you weren't a star, that doesn't fall in my bust category.
What about Snoop Minnis? He's a bust.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
just like I put it number one on my list was Sylvester Morris. He played 15 games as a first round draft pick. Yeah.
How long ago was Snoop? Snoop was a while back now.
Somebody's saying Eric Fisher's our only recent example of a bust, but he's not a bust.
Snoop was a third round pick, 15 games.
Yeah. Eric Fisher was not a bust at all. Eric Fisher was a great left tackle.
Better as time went.
Got better. But that's what you want, isn't it? Like when you work at a job, regardless of what it is that you do, you should get better as the time goes on that you've had more experience in that job. Eric Fisher did that.
Yeah.
He didn't come on the scene and play great. But boy, by the time he was done here in Kansas City, I want Eric Fisher for the rest of time playing that left tackle position.
It wasn't
good.
It wasn't wow at the top of that draft, is all.
Yeah.
But also look at that draft. He was pretty good for that draft even.
Right.
There were a lot of not so wow moments there. All right, we'll get into a very successful year of a draft for Brett Veach. And this is the time of year where coaches give out recommendations. We'll discuss next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back in, brought to you by Raider Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. You pick the music on a way back Wednesday, 913-586-7610. Include your name so that JT may give you the credit and maybe get the band right.
Yeah, it was actually Bob who told me to play this song. I think he had a text from someone.
Yeah, from a Gene in Jackson, Mississippi.
Mm.
It's called Everyone's a Winner by Hot Chocolate.
I will tell you this. I would have got that right.
You
would have. Hot Chocolate,
you would have
got right.
Hot Chocolate. Right, way yeah. to go. You're cool. Growing.
With,
see?
With
you're
marshmallows,
the Eric
Fisher, maybe.
Right?
If there was marshmallows at the end, I don't know if I would have, though.
Yeah. Well, very good. Very good. We were talking about the busts and whatnot of these drafts. Let me ask this question to you guys. Let me ask this question to Josh as well. And when I say you guys, I mean you guys on the text line want to weigh in. JT, Josh, everybody. I genuinely want to know your answer to this one. I got this asked by a talent evaluator in professional sports just now, Josh. Would you rather your first round pick play 10 years and never win, or 4 years and get two big hits to go help you win a championship? Obviously talking about Christian Colon, because
correct.
Some people have said Christian Colon is a bust.
Yeah.
I don't live in that world. I'm not willing to play the butterfly effect and peel back the onion.
I'm not chancing that one, but yeah,
I know Chris Jones listened to Johnny Gomes and took all of his advice and went out there and came up with some big time hits. So would you rather have Christian Colon, or would you have rather have drafted Chris Sale? I'm staying where we are right now.
I know what
the results were with Christian Colon. So would you rather have your first round pick play 10 years and do nothing, or would you rather have them play 4 years and get two big hits to help you win a championship?
Well, I'd rather have the get the two hits, but that doesn't also take away from they were a bust from where they were drafted. I think you can split hairs on that one. I can. That's still a bust. He's still a worse pick than Chris Sale. Like, fact. He just contributed to a title.
But you also said Tyson Jackson wasn't a bust because he played 77 games or something for the Chiefs. So I don't see how
Christian Colon barely played.
Yeah, but Christian Colon did more in two at-bats than Tyson Jackson did in 77 games.
But he barely played. So he didn't contribute.
But he played 4 years.
He contributed a couple of moments, but I don't think played enough to not be – and he waited forever and ever and ever. And also –
but then you have to put Tyson Jackson in the bust and Glenn Dorsey in the bust.
I could also knock the Royals a bit, because I think there were times where they forced Bubba Starling in.
Yeah.
To justify, you know, at the end you like, let's just bring him up, and you know, I think in baseball you find yourself into some justification for playing. Football, they just don't play you.
They do. They move on from
you. They just move on
from
you.
It's easier to hide somebody in football than it is in baseball.
In baseball, I think that there's a little, oh, we'll just do that. So, no, I think it can be both. I think it can be both.
Yeah.
But would I rather have the guy that delivers the moments? Certainly.
Yeah, I mean.
That doesn't dissuade from the fact that a better pick for them at that time would have been a pitcher. But that's revisionist thinking.
But who's to say, with the way that they develop pitching, Chris Sale even sees the big leagues.
I'm also not going to go, well, I would have taken Chris Sale. I don't know.
No. You wouldn't have. And again, I go back to the track record. The Royals are ass when it comes to developing pitching over the last 20 years. And that's not a lie. I mean, there's just no other way to put it.
Yeah. No, the pitching has been bad.
So just because you drafted Chris Sale doesn't mean your organization would have had success with Chris Sale. And judging on the track record, I can't say that Chris Sale would have been. I would say, based on the track record and the evidence that we had the Royals drafted Chris Sale over Christian Colon, Chris Sale would have been a bust and we never would have heard from him at the big league level. Because that's the track record of pitching in the Royals organization. Hmm.
And maybe some other guy gets those two big hits batting in that spot.
Maybe
for Christian Colon.
Maybe not.
Play that game too. And then,
but I think my hypothesis, which is an educated guess, is more dead on than the Christian Colon and somebody else getting those two big hits because of how hard it is to hit in baseball. But again, the track record. That's what all I'm looking at is the track record.
Yeah.
The Royals didn't draft and develop one pitcher at the big league level in the entire Dayton Moore era.
Yeah. And I don't call Mecole Hardman a bust because he played a bunch of games and then contributed.
But
he's
Christian Coulombe, though. He's the same guy.
But I also can't argue that DJ Metcalf's a better pick.
Okay. But saying bust versus could they have had a better pick, maybe that's two separate conversations. I don't know.
Well, Mecole Hardman's also in the second round. Christian Coulombe was top 10, right?
Was he top 10 or top, I don't know.
Close.
Close, yeah, it was.
You know what I mean?
Like, right, yeah.
And again, not knocking Christian Coulombe. I'm just saying,
right.
I think that there's also a line, like where is your boomer bust line?
Right.
Because somebody says, Josh probably thinks Sky Moore isn't a bust. He's not at this point.
Well, he's a second round pick. It's a little bit less of pressure on Sky.
You know what
Moore.
I mean? Like, we're getting that time to figure out if he's a contributor or not. But at this point in time, yeah, he hasn't lived up to the position he was drafted in. So
but I also
think there's also time to give as well. I think this year will go a long way to determining what we think Sky Moore can be.
I mean, we want to label guys right away. Like the person who put Felix in there, he didn't really play last year. He had a red shirt last year.
He didn't play.
We want to make decisions right away instead of going back at the end of their careers and looking back and saying, yeah, they probably overdrafted him or maybe this guy was underdrafted. Mecole Hardman was drafted because they needed the same type of player that Tyreek Hill was. If Tyreek Hill behaved himself and didn't get into trouble off the field,
we'd have DK Metcalf.
we may have had DK Metcalf.
Or probably some other position.
They traded up to probably get Mecole Hardman. But you would not have had Mecole Hardman on this team. The reason Mecole Hardman was ever drafted is because Tyreek Hill can't behave off the field. And that's a fact.
Jack?
I don't want to go there. Because that is smack. Mm.
Apparently teams are calling, but nobody's biting. I hope we get all the movement on Thursday, though. We'll get to that next.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Walking through a party in the county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard you knocked out jailbird sing that rock.
You pick the music on the way back Wednesday, 913-586-7610. Include your name so that JT may make an attempt at it and the song title.
Hey, I know this one. We got Jailhouse Rock by Elvis Presley. It was requested by Mr. Bill for his mom's birthday.
Happy birthday, Mr. Bill's mom.
Oh, no. I can't do it, Mr. Bill anymore.
Mr. Bill.
It's too high a note. JT, can you do a Mr. Bill impression?
I don't even know who Mr. Bill is.
Brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door. Find them at RainerKC.com. You got Bob Desai. That's all I'm here for.
Everybody knows Mr. Bill was on TV as the fire marshal played by Jim Carrey.
Fire Marshal Bill?
No, Mr. Bill.
Hmm.
I thought that was like maybe the guy from like the neighborhood or something.
Live from the D.
That was Mr. Rogers.
Oh, Mr. Rogers.
Yes, you're close. You're close. Teams have reportedly made calls about the 2, 3, and 4 picks.
Or they haven't.
Correct. But it seems like everybody's sniffing around a little bit. But so far, nobody's moving. They're still drumming up interest, it seems, in Washington, New England, and Arizona.
Okay, Arizona says they have 2 offers on the table right now.
Not good enough, right?
Or there's no offers on the table.
Or there's none. Reportedly, the Raiders are calling everybody about moving up. The Vikings are calling everybody.
Everybody, right.
About moving up. Mm-hmm. Odds any of these teams move. Washington, New England, Arizona.
I'm going to say one of them moves. And I'm going to say it's going to be Arizona. I do feel like Arizona wants out of 4 and wants more back in return. Because they've got a long ways to go. They're more than Marvin Harrison Jr. away from going out there and being a legit contender, right? When you're picking 4, you need help. And Arizona, I hate to continue to beat this drum. They don't have a quarterback either, right? I mean, you can continue to go, you know, with Kyler Murray and think you have a quarterback. Ask Dallas how that's paying off with Dak Prescott. They're finally realizing we need to get a quarterback here. Would you be shocked if Dallas drafted a first-round quarterback?
Yeah, I would be. But it'd be perfect for
perfect Dallas. Yeah, it'd
take over as the top story.
Oh, it'd be fantastic. It'd be wonderful. And for what we do as a living, that's how I look at things, right? For us, that's gold. That's content gold, Jerry. It's gold. So I think Arizona will trade out. And I really believe that the Chiefs are moving up to number four to take Marvin Harrison Jr. or Malik Nabers.
Okay. That'd be great.
Because I think the Chiefs, quite honestly, are the team that can legitimately offer the most but not really cost themselves a lot. How many teams are in the catbird seat right now? None other than us, right? Other than us. If the Chiefs traded their next three first-round picks, some nerd may be upset that they gave away picks, but as you know, picks are just that. We don't know who any of these guys are. You don't know what you're going to get with these picks. You don't know
who
you're going to draft.
Is not who they are. I hate going back. Would you give up 30? I don't like that.
Well,
would you give up 32 in the last two drafts to get or hand pick a crappy, what do you think is a crappy end of first round pick? Well, no, you don't know who they're picking. These are future.
They're future picks. Names. But if you look at what the Chiefs have done at 32, there's not a single person out there that would have said, yeah, if we could have given up those picks to move up and get, you know, whoever, we would have done that, right? You look at history, you know, what happened. Boy, if we could have packaged the CEH pick, the Felix pick, and this year's 32 to move up and we could have drafted.
Right, but that's an easier exercise than the unknowns where they get right at 32 or whatever.
Oh, but,
you know what I mean? So I don't.
And I'm not saying they got those picks wrong.
I'm not going to look at those and go, see, you don't like those guys anyway. Let's package and move up. I still think it just makes sense because you don't have a ton of holes and you can really find a spot that you can't do really on your own at 32.
Right.
Like it takes something of it takes a lot of money. Or it takes some draft picks.
Right. But again,
what do they have more of right now?
Draft picks.
Draft picks.
Yeah, they have draft picks, right? Yeah.
So.
And future draft picks.
Go do something very difficult to do unless you're picking in those spots anyway because you stink, which is to get a top tier wide receiver.
Right. The only
draft.
Way you're going to get that top tier wide receiver is by moving up.
It.
So
all for it.
You know, it's like, again, I talk about the promos that I hear on the MLB app all the time. There's one that, that Chris Russo does, and he says, prospects are suspects until they're at the big league level, right?
Yeah.
But he's right about that. I mean, we have done a really bad job as fans in Kansas City at times of thinking that prospects and draft picks are more valuable than they really are because that's what organizations do to try to convince you they're doing things the right way. Well, look at all these draft picks we got. Look at all these prospects. Yeah, all that's meaningless nonsense. Are they up at the big league level? Are they at the NFL level? If they're not, then screw them. So I think where I sit right now, the Chiefs are one of the few teams in the NFL, if not the only team in the NFL, that can legitimately give up a good amount to move up to number four to get the player that everybody wants that nobody's going to be mad about. Like you're not going to lose the Twitter battle for the most part or the social media battle if you go out there and trade three first round picks to move up to number four to take take Marvin Harrison Jr. or Malik Nabers, right? You're not going to get crushed by that for your fan base. Your fan base is going to be in love with that. Nobody's going to care that you gave up 32 this year, 32 next year, and 32 the year prior. Arizona fans may be going, that's the best you could do, the last pick in the first round over the next 3 years. They may be ticked off about
that. Oh, they should be ticked off if they do that.
But if
that, you didn't get Marvin Harrison or Malik Nabers to go along with your marginal quarterback.
But you also have three now first round draft picks that you didn't have that you can use to make your organization better. And that's where Arizona is. You know, Monty Ossenfoot needs to look in the mirror and realize we're not a competing team with Marvin Harrison Jr. yet. We've got to do more. We've got to do better. We need picks. And so I think that's what, you know, that's what we need to do. Every other organization is not the Super Bowl champs. They have big holes that they need to fill. And if they start trading off their picks, then they can't fill those holes. And you know how important it is to fill holes.
So go ahead and make the move.
Yeah.
Anyway, Albert Breer, probably others, say they don't expect anything concrete to get going until the clock starts
of
on
course.
Thursday at either 2, 3, or 4.
That's where the deadlines are, yeah.
That no one will do anything really ahead of time.
Right.
They're weighing everything, and all will be prepared to make picks.
And is there somebody that's desperate enough to go up to number two where the commodes are picking, right? Like, who, is that Minnesota? Like, I think from like a desperation samba, if you're a Jimmy Buffett fan, you get that. If you're a desperate team, then you're trying to probably move up to number two. I think there's only one desperate team in this draft, and I think it is Minnesota.
Well, it should be Denver.
Well, it should be, but I'm telling you, I think Minnesota's the desperate quarterback team. And when you're that desperate quarterback team, you will do whatever it takes to move up to get the guy that you want. Yeah. Look what the Chiefs did with Patrick Mahomes. Nobody's talking about what they gave up to jump up and get Patrick Mahomes. And if you're the Minnesota Vikings right now, you got a nice core. You're a playoff team. You're just a quarterback away. Sam Darnold sees ghosts. Whoever else is in that quarterback room rivals Denver for crappiest quarterback room in the world in the history of the NFL. So you want to dump out of that. You're desperate. Yeah, I do think Denver should be a desperate team. I don't know that they are, though, because I don't know that they're smart enough to realize they're a desperate team. I think Minnesota's smart enough.
Probably arrogant enough to think they're not desperate.
And that's exactly right. That's exactly right. Sean Payton's one of these guys. Just give me a guy. I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
All right, Sean.
See what I did with Drew Brees? Yeah.
Well, he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Well, that's true. He did do that with Drew Brees. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. I hope there's chaos. I'm rooting for chaos. We all want it's more fun. It's more fun when that stuff happens at the top of the draft, and I hope it does. But it might not. It might not do anything until Thursday.
Right.
Thursday night. So you'll remember this was a month ago now that a breakfast sandwich got some credit. Not the steak, egg, and cheese bagel, but pretty close, though. To the Jets landing Mike Williams,
mm-hmm.
the wide receiver out of the Chargers.
Yeah.
So a ham, egg, and cheese
sandwich. No. It's Taylor ham,
Taylor
egg,
ham.
And cheese. It's a Jersey staple.
Taylor
and it
ham.
Is
I'm
the
sorry,
greatest
Taylor.
Thing you will ever eat in your life.
So.
Because ham ain't getting it done.
Is being credited with getting Mike Williams.
Right. Fresh Jersey bagel, Taylor ham, egg and cheese, salt, pepper, ketchup. Let's roll, baby.
Okay, you remember when this went down, right? It was kind of a big story.
I got hungry.
Am I trying this right now? For
you
real?
You want to. You don't have to.
No, I mean, I'm kind of hungry, low-key. I'd take like a bite or something. Damn, that dude packaged up good. Do I have to rate it like 1 out of 10?
Why not?
Mm? Ooh. Where's this place at?
Out in Morristown.
It's good.
No, it is good.
It's good.
We're good. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, I thought that was kind of a neat deal.
Yeah.
Right? Got the guy fed, gave him a sandwich, indoctrinated him to the community.
Show him what he's going to eat when he's there every day.
I didn't realize a month later, curmudgeon beat reporter.
Oh, my God.
Would be all bent about this still.
Right.
This is a tweet from yesterday. Jets beat writer claims team is an unserious franchise for embracing viral social media moment. I'm like, what is this guy doing?
Right.
Once a month later. And this is still a deal. Mm-hmm. Signed a 1-year contract. He's here. And they get a break and they're giving a little ha-ha. The breakfast sandwich closed it.
What's wrong with that?
Sounds kind of fun, right?
Right. I think it's funny.
The video got picked up everywhere. The New York Post, Brian Costello. Was on one of their podcasts, the New York Post, and was not impressed.
But I think it's a nice gesture, and it was a good job by the social media team. I know we're months behind, but it was a cool story.
Okay.
You don't agree. You weren't a fan of the sandwich story.
No, I think if you're a serious organization, right, any serious organization wouldn't have done that.
Oh, God.
I think the Jets whine about how they're covered and their punchline, no one takes them seriously, and then they go and do that. So that was my...
What a dork. Seriously, Dorcas Maximus right there. He'd rather write a story telling you why the 3-4 is better than the 4-3 nobody cares, man. Sports has changed. Like, beat writer dork, man, like, back away. More people are interested in what this guy ate that got him to sign the Jets than anything you're writing in a story this year. I promise you that. I promise you that. Unless there's scandal, which there may be, it's the Jets. But if you're just covering the team, there is not one thing that is going to be more interesting for the fans, more clickable, more digestible, more talked about, more relatable to the fans than what that cat had for breakfast that got him to sign with the Jets. I hate to break the news to these beat reporters out there. Your stuff is antiquated.
I had to laugh because, one, he's hammering the organization for this, right?
Right.
What he should be upset about, and probably truly at his heart, is
he didn't have the story.
No, that story got thousands, maybe millions more clicks on the New York Post than his has.
Than his has, yeah.
About the signing of Mike Williams.
Right, yeah.
Because the Post, somebody went back and looked, and the Post had like four separate times they did stuff on the breakfast sandwich.
Yeah.
And so beat guy's really upset at his own newspaper because they're putting stuff out there. They're like, that's getting clicks. Oh my God.
Yes, it is.
My story's not.
Because here let me
I'm less than showered a beat reporter guy.
Right.
This guy looked like he rolled out of bed and,
well, most of them have. They're all slovenly.
And,
you know.
looked like he hadn't showered or shaved or, you know.
Right. And this guy's probably studying the all 22 and breaking down the draft. God love you, nobody cares.
So he should be,
man,
mad at his newspaper. Because that's, unfortunately for him, what they're clicking on.
Right.
Instead, he's saying the organization is lowbrow. No, they had a fun moment.
They had a great moment.
There's
and
plenty of stuff to hammer the Jets about. This ain't it.
No, this is definitely not it. But you think about the headlines that have put out there. This breakfast sandwich got Mike Williams to sign with the Jets. Mm. The Jets are going to use the 3-4 this year. Who cares? Seriously, who cares? But you got 78,000 fans at MetLife Stadium. Go, what did he eat? I'd like to know.
Yeah.
What got him here? That's
Boy.
Curiosity. It's human nature, right? People who don't understand
sold
that about sports are missing the boat.
Sold more sandwiches than newspapers.
Probably. Yeah.
I
hate to break it to you. Yeah. Like, why did New York fall in love with Tommy DeVito? Because his mom made chicken cutlets.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what did they do? They had him out to a pizza shop to serve chicken cutlets. People like that relatable human side of life that transcends sports. There is a dwindling, I think, market for that kind of dork stuff from sports. There's a growing market for that guy had what for breakfast and it made him run that. People are interested in that kind of stuff. It's human nature type stuff. It's human being.
We laugh
type
at
how
you tried the barbecue, but it's true. I mean,
it is.
Happens to be our gateway. So,
from the 573, sorry, guys, not trying to be that guy, but we don't care about that story either.
Thanks.
I would say, like,
thanks, Coach.
It would be funny if we got a story, say, tomorrow. Oh, Drew Tranquil, when he came in for his first interview, got ribs on the way
out.
Right.
Those happen all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
And we'd be like, where do you get the ribs from? Did you put the sauce on the ribs? How did you, how many ribs did you, like, we'd be all in to talking about how much he ate and what kind of.
If the Jets want to take this a further, put it in their stadium. I bet it make it the Mike Williams special.
Yeah, you could sell it. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, you could sell it. But I mean, if you have the chance and you're in Jersey, Taylor Ham egg and cheese on a fresh bagel, salt, pepper, ketchup. I'm telling you what, I think they sell Taylor Ham at Sprouts here in Kansas City. The problem is you can't really get a good bagel, but you can get the Taylor Ham at Sprouts. It's in the meat case. I've seen it there before. But I mean, my mother
Swifties
will mail
probably
it.
Love it too.
Yeah, probably.
Taylor Ham.
Yeah, Taylor Ham. It's named for her, right?
So if we were making a KC-centric something for recruiting a free agent,
right?
What would it be? 913-586-7610.
Yeah.
I mean, we could do what size 40 time and agility should we have for a free agent, or what food would we serve?
Yeah. If you're trying to get a free agent to sign in Kansas City, create your meal at 913-586-7610, because that matters the most. So for me, I'm going to start it off with the Greek salad from Southside Bar and Grill, 103rd and State Line. Great Greek salad, best Greek salad in the world. I love their Greek salad. So I'll start it with that. I'm taking the Cajun wings and the barbecue pizza from Smokehouse as an appetizer for the table. I imagine he has more than one person, so you get some apps for the table, right? I'm then going with what Jasper serves called a shrimp livernaise. It's like this shrimp with, it's unbelievable. I can't even describe what it is. It is unbelievable. And I'm giving that for the main course, and then carrot cake from Smokehouse Barbecue for dessert, because that carrot cake is fire right now. That'll get a guy to sign here in Kansas City.
I'm gonna platter this thing up. I'm getting some ribs from Gates.
Yeah.
I'm getting the cheesy corn from Jack Stack.
So you're going like to all the barbecue joints.
I'm getting burn ends from LC's.
Oh yeah.
A platter of whatever's still there at Slaps. You gotta get there fast.
You gotta get there early. Yeah.
Give me the pulled pork and fries from Joe's.
Uh-huh.
Cajun wings, good finish from Smokehouse for sure.
Right.
Chase it all with some good local beer from the Crossroads or Lee Summit downtown areas.
I like it. There you go. Like local brewery.
Is.
There you go.
Here's
everything we have to offer.
Here it is.
Sign with Kansas City.
Yeah.
And if we sign somebody and they said, yeah, I signed because of the food, you're going to want to know what food it was. Everybody's going to want to know whether you're a man, whether you're a woman, whether you're a child, whether you're an adult, whether you're a senior citizen, whatever. You're going to want to know what was the food item that got him here. And you know what's going to happen to that food item? It is going to be sold out. And there's going to be a mob scene at that restaurant, just like there was for those Casper hot dogs when Ned talked about them on the show.
It's true.
Right?
Yeah.
So what are you going to give? 913-586-7610. We got some breaking news to get to as well.
Uh-oh.
Major
Uh-oh.
Breaking news.
Uh-oh. And we've discussed need versus want at the wide receiver position.
Yeah.
Different angle on this one we'll get to next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.